Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And if you're listening, on the day that it comes out, actually when it drops, today's date is
4/24/24. Okay.
And that's called something, but I can't remember what it's called.
Wait.
Is it,
I don't know either.
Is it a palindrome? I don't know.
It could be. That could be it.
Don't quote me on that. Don't know. I'm not good. I don't know, but it could be. Maybe. But 4/24/24 is fine.
That's right.
And I'm not going to Google it because I don't care. but yeah. So that seems like a very magical, mystical day to me. So we are, living in the past. So hopefully this day is really good for us,
I know. Yeah. Now you're making me excited for it. I didn't even realize that was coming up.
I know. Me neither until I wrote the date on the paper. And I was like, oh, that was just so satisfying to write down on the piece of paper. So.
Wow. I love that.
Very fun. But into some not fun news. I really wanted to tell you off the podcast, but I was like, I feel like this is a discussion we need to have on air.
Okay. Okay.
I think I cursed myself. With at least some years of bad luck.
Years? What did you do?
I shattered I shattered my favorite makeup mirror.
Oh.
And I think shattering a mirror, breaking a mirror is bad luck, right?
I think so.
And here's the problem is I don't want to get rid of it. Because it's still I could definitely still use it. But I feel like using a broken mirror, it might be even worse.
Isn't it? I don't know why it's bad luck. Is it because it can trap things in it, and then when you break it, they come out?
Unleash? I know. See, that's what I'm saying. And I've already had such bad luck lately. Mm. I'm I can't handle anymore.
See, okay, here's another thing though. What if, since you've already been having bad luck, this breaks that curse?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to hope that it's
so
that one.
The broken mirror, it it's situational. So it's if your life is going good, then you get the bad luck. But if you have bad luck, then it could break the curse you already have. I'm just making that up right now.
Clearly. No, I don't know. I have no idea the way these things work, but it's not good. And it's one of those that have the LED lights. It's not just a regular mirror. Oh, it's a nice one. Yeah. I'm so sad about it.
I need to, okay, now this is making me want to do, a story based on, mirrors
we've done
legend behind mirrors.
We have done, legends behind bad luck, but I don't know if we covered mirrors in that, but mirrors are definitely a subject we gotta dive deeper into.
Yeah.
For sure. But what's been going on with you?
I've been, thinking about vacations a lot recently. summer and just trying to plan what I'm gonna do the next few months. I'm at the point where I want to go to so many places I can't narrow it down. And then you get stuck and then you don't go anywhere. So I need to pick something.
I feel that. I really do. Oh, it's so hard. And oh my gosh, guys, I have a big life update.
Oh, okay.
I got a new car.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Your car. Yeah. It's amazing. It's
so
awesome.
Yeah. But the reason that reminded me of that is, now I fear I'm going to be doing less traveling because my car payment is high.
Yes.
Unfortunately. But is it really going to stop me? No.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lots of trips planned ahead in our future. And I'm excited for all of them. In my new car. We have not named her yet. I don't know. Nothing that I've heard has fit. So
I know. We were throwing stuff out the other day, but
I have my entire family, all my friends, on car name duty. Nobody's giving me anything good to work with. So
It'll come to you.
It's just unknown. But I do think it's a she, her pronoun deal. She's very feminine. And I love her. And she's very bougie. And I've never had a sunroof before. And now I finally do.
And so I know. I love the sunroof.
Yep. And I went to my storage unit yesterday. And I found my rainbow sticker paper stuff. And I'm going to put it on my sunroof. So my car will be rainbows.
That is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm so excited. So yeah, very exciting things happening on my front.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't had any super big life updates like that recently, yeah. But
yeah. I mean, that's chill, it's okay. Honestly. It's better that way.
Yeah. Quite true. True.
Yeah, it was all great, like, for the first couple of days when I had the car, and then I just, like, got an email today talking about, like, me paying my bill, and I'm like, ugh.
I know.
The not fun part. Here it comes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, but at least I have a new car.
Yes, exactly.
We're back on the road.
Amazing. The best part to me is the heated seats. Oh, my
god. Oh, my god.
I'm so like, jealous of that.
See, that's so funny that you say that, because I had options, like, when picking out my cars. I was like, I either have to have, if you don't know, I got into an accident, but before the accident, I drove a green Kia Soul for, like, 10 years of my life. Her name was Janice. She was amazing. We loved her.
R.I.P. Janice.
Rest in peace, Janice, for real. But because I lived with a green car, everybody knew me because of my car, you know? Like, I have the popping color car. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody knows it's Janice. So I wanted another fun color. Well, it's impossible to buy cars. So I had to get a gray one. But mm-hmm. But I was like, once I realized I had to settle on the color, I was like, I need everything on the inside to be as nice as possible. Mm-hmm. And I quickly realized that heated seats were on the top of my priority list up there with the sunroof. So the heated seats truly are a life changer.
Yeah. See, the next car that I get, I need them because, like, I sat in your car and I just, oh my God, I need it.
Literally, I think I have put the seat warmer on every single time I got in the car. And even if I have the air conditioning on, like, even if it's hot outside, I'm like, right, I want my body to be heated. You know?
Like, I kind of want to see, like, could I get it in my car? Probably not.
Do you have leather seats?
No, you have to have leather seats. I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. But all of the ones that I looked at, if they didn't have leather seats, they weren't heated. So
that might make sense. Is it less of a fire hazard?
I think maybe. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm surely no car guru. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah. Yeah, anyway, talk over. If you don't mind, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please.
Yes, but please.
If you want to go ahead and get into your story, Savannah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, yeah, we can get into it. So, this week I'm taking us to New Brunswick, Canada.
Love
going up north to this lake called Lake Utopia.
Oh.
And it branches off of the Mackadavick River. Which I did have to look up how to pronounce that because it is a big word that does not really look like that, but so the Lake Utopia, it's about like 7 kilometers in length, varying water levels, you know, as lakes do. It's used for swimming, boating, and fishing. So just, you know, a fun lake to be at. And it also has a lake monster.
Ah!
Yes.
What kind of lake monster?
Well, his name is Old Ned.
Old Ned.
So, we love that. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. And the story of Old Ned, this legend could possibly predate, like, the European settlements.
Oh,
like, be that old.
That is so beyond my comprehension.
Or, I know, that's, like, super old. But, so, basically the story goes that the indigenous people of the area, you know, they lived here. And then these European settlers came in the 1700s and were starting to live there too, you know. And so the indigenous people, they passed on this story to them. They're like, okay, guys, like, there is this monster in the lake, right? So okay. Then they tell the settlers this story of a group of hunters being chased in their canoes by a gigantic lake monster.
Oh, I really don't like that.
Yeah, well, they use the word creature, or I don't know if they really call it like a monster at first, but you know, that's our term for it, lake monster.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, they're like, this giant thing was chasing us during in the lake, and yeah. So most likely this story, like it could have been real, right? Mm-hmm. But some people say that it was probably intended as a way to keep the newcomers away from the lake.
That makes
and like
sense.
Keep them from fishing in their fishing area. You know?
That's like, really smart.
We need to get these people out of here.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Yeah. It seems smart, but it didn't work. Because
obviously people want to see the lake monster. Duh, I would be there immediately.
No, that's exactly what happened, because these settlers, the story spread throughout the settlers, and they tried to catch the monster. They're like, we need to go find him and get him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find him, but they tried. Yep, and it didn't keep them away from the lake, sadly, but well. Yep. So, who is Old Ned? You know,
that's the question we're all asking.
Right. Like, what do you imagine with just the name?
Okay. Like, just literally the name. Okay. It's not going to be what it is at all. Okay. I'm imagining. Okay. Like, have you seen? This is very specific. Those fish that are like on a piece of wood and it sings like, don't worry, be happy.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Okay,
so
I
imagine
do.
That fish on that. But, like, also kind of, like, as an old man sitting in a rocking chair.
Oh, my God.
That's Old Ned to me.
I mean,
I think maybe, like, an old bass. Is he, like, a bass? I don't know. Like, a bass fish sitting in an old rocking reclining chair. That's what I imagine when you say Old Ned.
That actually, you know, that makes perfect sense. But, no, he's not that.
Darn.
Yeah. There's definitely another Old Ned out there, exactly as you described.
100%.
Like, there has to be.
100%.
So, Old Ned in Lake Utopia is a serpent-like creature. So, he's kind of, like, long, you know?
He's a slithery snake.
Yeah. He's scaly and swims, like, really quickly across the lake. You know, just like in the story of them being chased in the canoe. He's super fast. And he's also apparently like 20 to 30 feet long.
Mm-mm.
No. And also like 10 feet wide. So.
10 feet wide?
Yeah.
Okay, how big is this lake? Like,
I already said it was,
I know,
like,
but like
7 kilometers.
But like,
I know.
All the way.
I know.
Like, what?
Like, this is huge. He's also a reddish brown or dark red color.
Okay.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And people say that, see, this kind of confused me, is like, people say that he had a head the size of a bathtub.
Okay.
But then also, I read that people compared his head to like a horse-like head. So I'm like, is it a horse? Or is it a bathtub? Like,
it has to be as big as a bathtub if it's 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
But also, that is so relative, because I have a tiny, tiny bathtub. And
well,
I have
actually,
seen
it said old-fashioned bathtub.
Okay, so it's like mine, which is still tiny for somebody who's 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
Like, so it has a small, Old Ned has a small head.
I guess so, compared to his body.
Hmm, yeah. That's really weird.
He also has a mouthful of sharp teeth.
Oh, great.
We love that. And, you know, this is just added, I feel like, just to scare you, but it says that, a lot of things said that he had dripping blood from every tooth.
Oh.
So, but also, I don't know how that could happen when you're underwater.
I mean, unless he was freshly eating something.
Right.
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, like dripping blood from every tooth. Okay, but you're underwater and like
yeah.
With your mouth open probably.
Yeah.
With the water. Yeah. So I don't think that's true. But yeah. He's also described as having a dorsal fin and a flat tail.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yep. And this sea creature, Old Ned, he travels back and forth between Lake Utopia and the Atlantic Ocean every 3 to 5 years. He just goes back and forth.
Is the lake salt water?
Well, it's connected, I guess, the river that I was saying it was connected to is connected to the ocean. So.
Oh, okay.
So okay. I guess so. Yeah. I should have looked that up, actually. Okay. Well, I don't know.
It's fine. You know. The lore.
I mean, probably, maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, 3 to 5 years. And that is said to be, like, a breeding cycle or a feeding cycle of some sort. The creature, he loves to bask. And he's not really vicious.
I love to bask as well. Old Ned.
Yep. I love it. So there were a few sightings over the years, of course. So I'm going to cover a few of them. In 1867, taking it way back, there were some sawmill employees that watched as something eel-like rolled repeatedly in the water near the center of Lake Utopia. And that is said to be Old Ned.
Ooh.
He's just like rolling around.
Yeah, he's chilling, rolling. Rolling down the river. That's what Old Ned's doing.
Exactly. And in 1982, a worker from a nearby paper mill, so I guess there's a sawmill and a paper mill over the years.
Yeah.
He was outside on his break and he saw a large creature surface the water like a submarine. And, like, with water spilling down its sides, if you can imagine that.
Oh, I can imagine, yep.
So, the witness, he said that he could only see a hump or maybe, like, a section of the body of a huge eel. And then it quickly disappeared back into the lake.
Scary. So,
Old Ned. He's just making, like, small appearances.
Now, here's my question. Is it still Old Ned, or do we have, like, Young Ned now? Like, this is Ned the 3rd, 4th?
Oh, I mean...
You know? It can't possibly all be Old Ned, especially if they're going to, like, breed in the ocean or whatever.
True.
Maybe it's Ned the 6th. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows how many Neds there are out there?
I mean, true. This is the same thing with, like, all of the, you know...
cryptids.
Like water creatures, like the lake creatures.
Yeah, we never know. And also,
like lake Nessie, creatures, like,
some kind of, they do live kind of forever, though, is a thing. Like,
I know, right? So, I mean, maybe it is just the same one.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. Crazy.
And another sighting was in 1996. A group of people out canoeing on Lake Utopia. They were followed by a creature measuring... they said was 30 to 40 feet long, and it swam just under the surface of the water. And it was noted that the movements were up and down and not side to side, just like an eel would swim.
Eels really freak me out. I've said it before.
Do they?
Yes, I've said it before on here. I feel like scientists don't know how they reproduce.
Oh, wait, what?
That might be a myth.
Is that
this
real?
Is Mysteries, Mrs. Lunge, so I don't know. But I don't know. We'll have to investigate that too. But I don't like eels regardless. They scare me.
Yeah.
I don't like snakes, and I really don't like underwater snakes, and that's basically what they are.
Yeah, that's true. So. Yep. And they have teeth too.
Do
snakes even have teeth?
No. Well, yeah, they do. Yeah, because you get bit with the venom.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But they... Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like eels have, like, way more teeth.
Yes, I think that's what
and
I meant.
I think eels are also, like, more evil. Like, will...
they're more evil.
Like, will
is that
attack.
Because they're in The Little Mermaid as Ursula's
No. Benjamin? No, I feel like... Like, a lot of... people have snakes as pets. They don't have eels as pets. You know what I'm saying? Like...
I mean, true. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like snakes, you know, honestly, I don't know. I have no personal issues with eels. I just,
I've never. It sounds like you do.
And I do have personal issues, but I've never had anything happen to me with an eel to cause
that. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. You know, I don't know. Don't ask okay. me. I just don't like them.
Right. Yep.
Sorry, old man.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the theories of what people think Old Ned could actually be besides a cryptid. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, the main theory is that it's a giant eel, you know, like I was saying.
Indeed.
And that is just, you know, backed up by all of the evidence, quote unquote evidence, the sightings, like the last sighting I just talked about, where he was swimming up and down instead of side to side, and the fact that it's just a long creature, you know?
Definitely.
And just eel-shaped whenever people see it. So could be an eel. There are some other theories, like a sturgeon, which is, I don't know if you know what a sturgeon looks like.
I do.
Okay.
Scary. Is the answer.
Kind of eel-like, in a way.
Definitely.
Also, 6 to 20 feet long, so they can be big.
They can be.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is another possibility, because they are, like, similarly shaped. Another one that I saw was a giant sea turtle, but I'm like, I don't see how Old Ned could be a giant sea turtle.
Okay, hear me out, because when you were describing him to me, I'm not looking at a picture of Old Ned, but like when you said that he was 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
As well as had a small head, I kind of was like, is he a turtle? Because turtles are big body creatures with tiny little heads like that.
Well. And reddish brown.
Shell, he could be a snapping turtle. Turtles can be in both fresh and salt water.
Okay, well, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I did have that thought earlier, but I did not say it.
But it's just like everyone's describing it as eel-like, so it's like that's not nowhere near a turtle.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, this next theory is kind of what I think that Old Ned is, a basking shark.
Oh, okay.
So a basking shark is 20 to 30 feet long, like they say that Old Ned is. And also, it is also 10 feet wide.
Oh my God, this thing is horrifying. Jesus.
So it's about, you look up pictures.
Yes, its mouth. Oh my God, it's huge.
Yeah. But if you look deeper into this basking shark, they're actually like the best because they're plankton eating sharks. They're chill. They just be, see, that's why they're called basking sharks. They just bask.
Oh my God. The,
and just like I said, the second, Old Ned likes to bask.
You're right. That's facts. You did say that word for word. It's the second largest living shark and fish.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking maybe a giant shark, like a basking shark, got into this lake. And that's why people think it's a giant creature. Because you don't just see those every day.
No, dude, that's what it is. If I saw that, I would think that was a cryptid too.
See? Yeah. And also, they have a dorsal fin and a flat tail. Mm-hmm. And Old Ned is described as having that too. I think that's what it is. It's just a basking shark. Yeah.
It really is. You want to hear my theory?
Okay. What is it?
I was just picturing like the dune worm of the water.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, honestly, you're right.
Like, it's just like a...
No, I totally see that.
That's it. He's just like the water worm version of the dune worm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And that's it.
Yeah.
But honestly, quite frankly, as much as I like my theory, I'm going to have to go with the basking shark.
Yeah. But you honestly, your dune worm theory, it goes with the last theory that I have, which is that it's a prehistoric water mammal.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It could be something like that.
Okay.
But I really think it's a basking shark. But, you know.
No, me too.
But I would love for it to be a dune worm.
Same. I'm really trying to convince Savannah to see Dune again with me. I'm obsessed. Or, like, it's going to come out. I just need to watch it again. So bad.
I know. I guess I would go see it again. If I was in the mood to go to the movies, I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
The way I'm always in the mood to go to the
movies. You can probably hear there's a tow truck outside.
Oh, it's okay.
They're beeping.
I'm just glad it ain't for me for once. I just want to mess up.
Yeah. See, there's a truck like lives a few houses down from me, and it's just like at times of the night it just starts beeping, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, that man loves to back his tow truck up during our podcast recording time.
Yes, and if you've noticed it before, that's what it is.
Yeah. We should find out his name.
I know. I don't know who it is because it's like down the street, and I just have never talked to them. But yeah. Anyways, back to our stories. That's pretty much all I have about old Ned. I really think it's a shark, but
I think it is,
too. Really fun to think about it being a dune worm.
But also, like, it is crazy to have a shark in a river, though. That is scary. And I know it happens sometimes. So, like, these people were not wrong to be scared of this creature for real, regardless of what it was, because that's scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever it is, probably, you know, dangerous. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. But your story gave me an idea for a name for my car.
Oh, no way. What?
Yeah. And it's a far association. Okay. I'll explain. Okay. You'll understand. The listeners, if they're real ones, will understand. So, like I was saying earlier in the intro, I wanted a fun color car, right? And so the car that I wanted to get was this, like, deep, dark blue color. Unfortunately, they didn't have it in the color, so I got gray. But I had a cool name for if I got a blue car, but now my car's not blue. But the way that you just said that his name is Old Ned, we have, if you don't know me and Savannah, have matching alien Build-A-Bears that my mom got us for Christmas one year, and they have like Mysteries, Myths, and Legends shirt on them, and I'm just like, Nebula, which is yours, is a really cool name for a car.
Oh my gosh, Ned and Nebula.
Old Ned and Nebula.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was like a far association, but it
I know. Yeah. I know it was far. It was far. But like the second you said Ned, I was like, oh my god, Ned and Nebula. And then I was like, wait, Nebula's a really cool name.
Nebula for your car. I kind of like it.
What was that? And then I'm like, for short, we could go like Neb. I don't know. It's on the list of possibilities. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. So, yeah. Thank you for inspiring me. Even though that was very far off my little brain. Can't stay on a topic for it to save its life. But, anywho, I guess, moving away from Ned, Savannah, we're just so funny. The way, I feel like we were off for a little bit, like our stories were not connecting.
Right.
And now, back on 100%.
Oh, okay. We're back on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we are. Because for you this week, I have the legend of Manchok Swamp. So,
it's supposed to giving swamp monster.
It's giving... Well, what's crazy? I don't have a monster for you.
Not a monster. Sorry.
No, I was just thinking like mysterious bodies of water.
Yeah.
Connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we know how much I love a good old Louisiana story, you know? So we're taking it down to the good old South, to a city right outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, called Frenier, Louisiana, but it's literally right outside of New Orleans.
Okay.
Honestly, one of my favorite places that I have never been to.
Oh, okay.
However, I promise we will go there, you know? We will.
Oh, I have to.
We have to. We quite literally have to. Like, you know, the city, the art, the beauty, the history. It's all super cool. But today, we are going to be talking about this swamp that lies right outside of New Orleans. So let's just get right on into it. So... this is only going to really relate to you, Savannah. Have you been to, what's that? Oh, it's left me now. It's a park in Wilmington, with the alligators.
Oh, wait.
No, suddenly I forgot. Oh, Green Lake Park.
No, I haven't been there.
Oh, what? Okay. That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, anybody who's in Wilmington, North Carolina, go to Green Lake Park and walk around. It's beautiful. Because I was going to say, it looks kind of like Manchop Swamp.
Well, I don't think I've been there. Maybe I just forget what things are called.
No, I feel like you would remember if you went there. It's pretty unforgettable. But anyway, aside from that, this swamp, as well as the river or lake or whatever in Wilmington, they're extremely gorgeous, like extremely beautiful. The water is like emerald green, and there's these big cypress trees with like all like, you know, like the hanging, you know, like the little beautiful trees that like hang over the water, you know, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
Just very beautiful, like wisteria growing like in the springtime. I just imagine like a very magical looking place, you know, for a swamp anyway. So that's what Manchop Swamp looks like. It's also extremely gator filled. So swimming is not recommended, but people do it anyway. Crazy people.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But the swamp actually is known during the day for like a really popular place to go kayak or boat, fish, you know, all the typical swamp things, I suppose. But at night, the legend says that this swamp turns a little creepy and it's a little haunted, okay? And it's specifically believed to be haunted by the ghost of Julia Brown.
Da-da-da. Okay.
So, Julia Brown, who is she, you may ask? So, here's the weird thing. Over all of, like, the sources that I've looked up researching this, nobody could ever really finalize to me what is actually her name. We know it's a variation of this. It's like, I've seen Julia Brown, I've seen Julie Brown, I've seen Juliet Brown. And I've also seen Julie White, which could have been her maiden name. Unsure.
Oh, unsure. Wait, she went from white to brown?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody could clarify this for me. Okay. So, for the purposes of this story, I'm going with Julia Brown because I just feel like that's the most common middle ground we have here. But anyway, Julia Brown, she was a local voodoo queen who lived in the small town of Frenier, right outside of New Orleans, as I was speaking of. And she lived there during the early 1900s. So, kind of around the same time as your story, too. So, my girl Julia, she worked as her title, anyway. Her title was Faith Healer. And so she would use Catholic prayers as well as herbal remedies from plants that she gathered all around the swamp. The locals knew Julia for her healing abilities as well as her skills in singing and playing guitar. And I'm just like, girl, this is giving, what is her name, from the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Lucy Gray.
Oh, yes, exactly. It is giving that.
Like, very much so giving Lucy Gray.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, you know, Julia was very known around town for just being able to use the swamp in all, like, in every way she could. Anything she could gather from the swamp, she would use it to help people. And so, some people in town absolutely adored Julia, and they would go to her and she would fix their problems, and obviously they would, you know, love her for that. And on the other side of things, people who either didn't believe her or did believe her called her a witch, tried to get her killed multiple times. It was a very love-hate relationship from the town and Julia. You know.
Mm-mm.
So, and it happened her whole life. She lived there her entire life. She just dealt with all the hate that she got, which is very unfortunate. But as she grew older, you know, she started working less in the swamp and just kind of like chilling and relaxing a little bit more. And so as she's like getting into her old and more old, I would say, not very old, but mm-hmm. She was known to sit on her front porch quite often, which, what a fun thing to do, mm-hmm. if I must say so myself.
And, yeah, I mean, that's a vibe.
Exactly, such a vibe. And she can sing and play guitar, so that's what she was doing. Vibing. Oh,
well, perfect.
Quite literally jam sesh outside.
Exactly.
And so, specifically, though, there was this one song that everybody in town, just knew this was Julia's song. And unfortunately, I could not find a video of how the song was supposed to go, so I cannot play nor sing it for you. But I'll read the lyrics to you. At least part of the lyrics. One day I'm going to die and take the whole town with me. That's how it ends. Anyway.
Oh my god. That's morbid, I guess. Like, I don't...
Very morbid.
What?
And that's kind of just because, like, as time went on, you know, more and more of people who would, like, move there and stuff hated her. And didn't, like, you know, called her a witch and didn't believe her and all this stuff. And so she just got more and more and more hate. And eventually she was like, this entire town hates me. So they're going to die with me.
I mean.
And honestly, I'm sorry, yeah. Julia, period.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Like, I am so sorry. Like, but no, in all honesty, I think her whole life was hard. And people, like, made fun of her. And she was just over it, you know. I don't want to be bullied. She's a grown adult getting bullied. I wouldn't stand for it either.
Yeah, like, I totally see why she would say something like that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Exactly.
Right. And also, here's another thought. I tried to find it so hard. That, like, there's so little information on this story out there that I could find. But I was trying to find, like, if Julia was white or black, because I feel like I feel like she was black. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if the name... Like, her changing her name from white to black has something to do with it, but I feel like the racial situation probably wasn't good either.
Yeah, that definitely, like, gives some context to it, if we knew.
Yeah, if we knew. Yeah. And I'm not 100% sure, but I just have a good strong feeling that people probably in the 1900s wouldn't have been as this mean to a white woman as opposed to a black woman. So, I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm not. So I'm just having to throw that out there.
I totally
just have to throw that out there. So on September 15th, 1915, a powerful hurricane swept through the state, destroying the small town of Frenier, and it killed over 275 people in Frenier and the neighboring town of Ruddock. And it was this really huge tragedy. And what's interesting is, so this happened, like, in the afternoon of September 15th. Julia Brown herself actually died this day as well. But the legend says that she died in the morning before the storm ever hit. And then as soon as she died, that's when the hurricane hit the city.
Oh, my God.
And then once the hurricane hit the city, the hurricane triggered a 30-foot tidal wave that was the cause of most of the deaths in the town.
She did it.
She did it, dude. Like, I don't want to blame my girl Julia, but Julia did it.
No, she did what she said she was going to do.
She said, I told y'all I was taking you with me and you didn't believe me.
Damn.
And can I just say, literally a 30-foot tidal wave is my biggest fear. A tsunami is my biggest fear. I can't. There, nothing will ever scare me more. And, yeah.
Well, good thing you don't live near the beach anymore.
Good thing I don't live, right? And also, good thing I would never bully somebody for being a voodoo priestess.
Well, true, yeah.
Like, I would never be mean enough to be cursed by someone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bully people.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's why you need to be nice to everybody.
Exactly. Period. That's
for stuff like this.
Right. Treat people with kindness. That is the moral of this story. So there was a funeral for Julia. And very little people attended, which is really, really, really sad. And she...
Did all of those people survive the wave?
I think that these are people, like, who didn't live in the town.
Oh, okay.
Because most of the town was, like, taken out, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, but I'm sure there were people, like, some of them were some of the ones that she knew and was actually friends with, you know? Like, I just have to believe that in my heart, you know?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, like, she, if it would just, like, give her more credit that she's the one who did this.
Yeah.
If the people who attended her funeral survived.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And there's not very good record of the funeral, so it could have been, and I just don't know.
Yeah. Could be.
So, yeah. So, and Julia, she was actually buried. This is one good thing they did, I suppose. Okay, I don't know who made this decision, but they buried her right next to the swamp, which I feel like is the rightful thing to do. That's her favorite place, okay. You know. Mm-hmm. It's where she lived her whole life. So that's at least sweet. The not so sweet part of that, though, is all of the victims of the storm were buried in a mass grave. Also next to the swamp. And they made sure to bury them, like, on the opposite side of Julia. Which
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
What? Literally.
Okay.
That's like, crazy. What? That's crazy.
A mass grave? Why would they do that?
I don't know. I mean, I have to assume the town is very small. Like, there's not a lot of room. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's just crazy. But, yes, as you've already said, the legend says that Julia Brown herself is the one who calls the storm to get rid of everybody who is making a mockery of her. But it's also believed that before she died, she placed a curse on the swamp because she felt like she was being taken, like that her as well as the swamp was being taken for granted. And, you know, maybe she did, maybe she didn't, who knows. So let's get to the haunted part of this. Manchac Swamp is very much so haunted to this day. It is said that if you venture out there in the middle of the night, you can hear screams and cries, and that is said to be of the townspeople being killed by the tidal wave.
Oh my gosh.
And that's part of their curse, that they're just like stuck there forever, living in the swamp, like living in that tidal wave forever.
That's terrifying.
Which is actually, truthfully, so scary to me. And others report hearing a woman singing and playing guitar if they're out there at night, but nobody's around. So what's funny is that people who live around these parts and know the story, they like dare their friends to go camp out in the middle of Manchac Swamp. So like just see like if they can make it through the night, you know, or like hear anything or see anything. So Savannah, I am daring you, as well as me, to go camp out in the Manchac Swamp one day.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
She said, I don't know.
There's probably gators and stuff out there,
too. Or not probably. There are gators. But like,
see, that's the part that I'd be scared of.
But like, we don't have to camp in a tent. We can sleep in my car.
Okay, I mean, I guess so. Like,
we don't have to be on the ground, but like, we gotta be out there. It has to be at night. That's when the hauntings are, not during the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm down.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. That's the legend of Manchac Swamp. And I just feel like it's crazy. I've never heard of a haunted swamp before. And I've also said the word swamp so many times that it doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
I feel like. But, yeah.
Wow. That.
Honestly, she had to get her revenge.
She did have to.
She did. She did her thing. She told them. She warned them. They could have left. You know?
I mean, they could have left, or they could have been nicer to her.
Right. They could have not gotten themselves in this to begin with.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. So, shout out to Julia. Honestly. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. May she rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so the townspeople haunt the area, but, like, she doesn't really?
So
or she does a little bit?
No, she does. She's definitely there. Her spirit, but it's, like, a chill, like, it's just, like, her...
Right.
I see it as she cursed those people to be there in misery forever in the swamp. Yeah. And, like, her ghost, she just be chilling. Like, sometimes she goes to, you know, just because, like, she loves singing and playing guitar. So, and sitting on her front porch ended up being one of her favorite things to do until she died. Mm-hmm. And so she's just doing what she loves while she gets to hear the screams and cries from everybody else that hurt her. Oh, gosh.
Do you think she, like, literally just, like, sits there and listens to them? Or does she block it all out? And she's like, I'm just in my own world and they're in their own other, like, ghost world.
I feel like her music drowns out. Drowns it out, kind of. Yeah, yeah. But she knows that it's happening, so she's still getting her revenge.
Or they're the background singers.
Oh, they're harmonizing back there. Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's really not funny. It's really not funny. We're not laughing at the victims of this tragedy. That's actually really sad. No. But just a situation, you know. But yeah, definitely go check out our Instagram to see pictures from our shores this week. I don't know what you gonna show me for Ned.
Honestly, Ned. I don't know either. Probably a picture of old Ned. Oh, actually, there is a picture of old Ned that, like, looks really crazy. I'll probably look up a picture of a basking shark, too, to compare.
Okay, yeah, that's really smart. That's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you some pictures of the swamp. It's so beautiful. It's, like, actually, I would love to go kayak in the daytime.
But I'm just scared of the alligators.
Well, sometimes there's alligators anywhere you kayak.
Nuh-uh.
Like, yeah.
Not in, I kayak in, like, Virginia.
Well... Listen, I've kayaked where there definitely were gators, and I did not have gator problems. So.
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we don't have gators, so.
So you have an erratic, I mean, I don't know, I guess gators are more normal here.
Yeah, I used to,
Remember when there
I used to be on a canoe team.
Oh.
Did I ever tell the podcast that?
I think you have, because I remember telling the podcast that I have been in a canoe once in my life and I flipped it immediately. And I said I would never get back in a canoe. Because.
You know, thinking back, actually, I'm pretty sure, why am I not fully remembering this? But our canoe team name was the Gators.
So Savannah.
Pretty sure. Savannah. But there weren't any actual gators in the
Are you river. Sure there weren't any actual gators? No. Are gators only in the cold. South?
It's too cold for them.
Hold on. I don't think I'm realizing. I think I'm
They're only in warm water. If when like cuz like up north like even in some parts of North Carolina it gets too cold for them. They can't.
That is so crazy.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I guess theoretically I did that they're cold-blooded animals.
Are you looking it up?
But like I don't know. I just had gators around all my life. I'm just used to the gators.
Yeah. Well,
I remember in college when they sent out that email and they were like, there's a gator loose at one of our friends' apartments. And we were oh my God, we can't go outside. The gator's going to get us. But then what do? You ask. We got in our car and drove around and tried to find the gator.
Yeah.
We didn't find it, though, unfortunately.
Iconic.
Honestly, iconic. More iconic if we had found the gator. But.
Yeah.
What were we going to do if and when we found the gator? I don't know. Do not ask me. I don't know. Take a picture of it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's try to catch it. Try to wrangle it. Be like Steve Irwin. May he also rest in peace. But, anywho. I suppose that's all I really have for you guys this week.
Yeah, what about you, I think Savannah? That's it.
You could always, you know, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Just if you wanted to, you know. Sprinkle a little 5-star in there. That'd be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyways, I guess we will see you guys next week.
All right, cue the music.